When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, here's a not-so-hypothetical situation for you.
Okay.
A girl has been dating a guy for 4 months, and they're getting really serious really quick. So they've known each other for 10 years or more, and he's been a friend to her in every dark point in her life, including helping her move out of her abusive ex's house many years ago.
Okay.
Now, they're about to move in together, but she's got a concern. Her guy is best friends with a married couple.
Right.
No problem, right?
Right.
Except that the wife texts and calls him regularly to confide in him things she can't say to her husband, and she requires him to keep the secret from his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
That is weird, right? Is this a red flag? Should the girl reveal the confidential friendship to the guy's best friend? To be clear, I'm asking for a friend. Julia.
Okay. So she has information about her boyfriend's?
Her boyfriend's, yes.
Friends.
Best friends, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And is wondering what to do with that information?
Well, so she's just wondering, is this dynamic a problem? Because the wife is reaching out to her boyfriend and confiding in him stuff, I guess, about her husband
their relationship,
they're having, maybe, and then he can't say anything to his best friend.
So she's maybe concerned that this could blossom into something more than just a platonic shoulder to cry on.
It feels inappropriate.
Interesting.
Like, is he the right person to be confiding in? Like, shouldn't she, if she's got issues in her marriage,
shouldn't she talk to her husband?
Yes. Yes. Or, you know, talk to your mom or something like that if you want advice on things like that, but not to your husband's best friend.
Maybe she and devil's advocate here, maybe she goes to the best friend because A, he's a guy, and B, he knows her husband very well, maybe even better or has a longer history with her husband than she does.
Okay, but here's a line that bothers me, though. She requires him to keep the secret from his best friend. So
meaning
what
the husband, right?
Yes, exactly. So, like, what secrets is she telling Julie's boyfriend?
Okay.
That's the whole keeping secrets from her husband, his best friend. What is that? What is that about? Are we keeping a secret about a surprise party? That's different.
Yeah, it is different.
Yeah.
But
are these like deep, dark secrets that could like rock their relationship or affect people's lives? Like, that's what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, I think I think maybe that could be an issue. That could be a red flag for sure. And if you're not uncomfortable with it, then you can say to your boyfriend, hey, you know what? I really think you probably need to just start like, or at least address it with her. Like, hey, I'm probably not the best person to say this stuff to, and suggest someone else and say, you know, if I can't talk to my friend about this or bring it up to him, then you're all of a sudden putting all of this on me. And I don't think that's fair. So,
yeah, I feel like she needs to be talking to girlfriends if she's got issues. But it just feels inappropriate that she's going to her husband's best friend and then asking him to like keep secrets. That just feels like she's trying to maybe, who knows, maybe she is trying to form some sort of a closer bond,
right,
with Julia's
boyfriend.
Yeah, could go down a bad path.
That was my first thought. All right,
yeah.
Who has been in this same situation and how did it work out? Tell us your story. 502-795-1997. We'll get to your stories on the way. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Interesting. Julia checks in with us, and she's dating a guy that has a long history being friends with this married couple first. But here's the thing. The friend's wife confides in him stuff that, like, she can't say to her husband. So now Julia is in a spot where she's like, okay, is this strange? Is this a red flag that I should watch out for? Like, almost.
Like, is this inappropriate?
Yeah, is it inappropriate? Should she reveal this to the husband? Is it even her business?
Yeah, so Leslie says probably started off pretty innocent with her just venting, but that is how emotional affairs can start.
Yeah, you know, I thought that too. I thought, you know, it probably all started with her going, can you believe Brad does this and blah, blah, yes. blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, Julia's boyfriend is like, yeah, you know, sometimes this happens. And then she realized, you know, the wife realized, oh, okay, you know, I can kind of say things to him and he keeps my secrets. And also gives me explanations into the mind of my husband that maybe I don't have.
Yeah, a lot of people, though, rolling in on Facebook are saying Julia needs to keep her nose out of it. Michael says, sounds like Julia should stay out of other people's relationships, especially if they're already well established. We all need and have friends to confide in. There's not a single person out here that doesn't. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But it's who we're choosing those friends to be to confide in with, like, deep, dark secrets that you're having keep from his best friend, her husband.
Yeah. And then doesn't it just put you in a weird position when you, because I would imagine you're going to go and have couples dates with
yes.
these people. Isn't it
and
just going to be
does
weird?
Does Julia's boyfriend feel weird that he, like, knows these things or whatever? And about his best friend's wife?
Well,
the best friend doesn't know?
Or even Julia herself.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. So,
because the whole reason she knows is because her boyfriend has told her.
Exactly. Yes. Anastasia said, I would ask him if he thought it was crossing boundaries. There's no harm in confiding in a trusted friend outside your relationship, but there does have to be some kind of boundaries. If he totally shuts you down for asking questions, then I'd say red flag.
Yeah, I think she needs to just have a conversation with her boyfriend and say, hey, you know, do you think this is weird? And maybe just start asking him questions about these boundaries and tell him how it makes you feel uncomfortable that she is kind of divulging some very personal stuff to him.
Well, maybe asking him, do you feel weird that she's, like, confiding in you with secrets that you can't tell your buddy?
And if I wasn't here and they weren't married, would she be a person that you would get with?
Do you think she's hot?
I know, exactly.
Have you ever thought about it?
And have you ever thought about if he wasn't there and before me, what it would be like to be laying next to her?
Yeah, I mean, he could very well feel like he's in a bad spot. Like, I feel like I can't not listen to her, but then I kind of don't want to know the things she's telling me. Maybe he feels that way.
Yeah, maybe.
And feels stuck.
And you're not going to know unless you talk to him about it. And,
right.
you know, and you could then also help him out of that predicament and just, you know, let
he's obviously telling Julia about it. Like, she knows about it because she's come to us about it. That's what I'm thinking.
Right, right.
So
right.
he's got to be telling her, being, you know, transparent with her about that going on. So
I mean, that's good in
yes.
their relationship. Like, he's not keeping it that a secret from her.
Yeah, I don't think she found out covertly
right.
that was going on.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on what happens. That is Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX.